Well, that's some appropriate music, a little back scratch fever, because we're talking about an atomic buffalo turd at this point. But welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Got a little sideways there between segments here, but we'll reel that back in. But always like a little cat
scratch. Too much information.
Fever. Right. You know, we haven't heard from the cat guy in months.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. That's I guess that's bygones are bygones.
Yeah, but, that's right.
Whatever. But anyway.
Don't awaken the dead.
Yeah. I think we were talking about dead cats is what brought out the
I was. Okay.
Got up on the counter, had to shoot him.
Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Yeah. I just want to see if he still listens.
Yeah.
How bad we really pissed him off.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so the thing that this show is supposed to be about is fun grilling any time of the year. And I think we sometimes get off into the serious things. We're doing our blog stuff or whatever, and you're all about the butts and the briskets and all this stuff that half the people don't do, you know? So I thought, why don't we do some fun stuff? And something we've never really talked about, which is huge in the KCBS, just because of the name, is Atomic Buffalo Turds, or ABTs is what the insiders call them.
Oh, yeah, so a little secret code name.
If you're in the Brethren, if you're in the Brotherhood, and that's another website, the Barbecue...
Didn't they dance about that at the Super Bowl?
The Barbecue Brethren, which is a really cool blog for you serious folks out there. The ABT is everything. So basically, we're going to take a jalapeno and we're going to stem it and we're going to cut the thing down the middle.
And so I got two half boats?
Yep, that's right. So you're going to make a couple little spoons or canoes out of it, and you're going to take a spoon or something and rip all that placental fiber.
You love saying that word.
And
it's
seed,
just the seeds
and
is all
seeds
he's talking about.
Out of it. Well, no, you got all that fiber, which has the heat in it. So, and the membrane, okay? So, then what you're going to do is you're going to just put some nice cream cheese in there. And for your cream cheese, you don't have to just use plain cream cheese. You can take some gorgonzola or some cheddar or whatever floats your boat. You can throw some Parmesan as a really nice one with cream cheese and blend it together and then spoon that in there. And then you take one of these little soldiers, one of these little bitty wieners, there's millions of versions of them, but little smokies is basically what you call them, and the same stuff that Johnson Brats, Johnsonville,
Hillshire
makes,
Farms,
all
whatever
those people
they all make
them. Yeah, you find your favorite one and you throw it in there, or you can actually even throw just a little bit of your favorite sausage, ground sausage, in there if you want, and then you wrap the thing up in bacon.
So you put the cap back on it first?
No, you just do halves.
Just half, okay.
So you got the cream cheese. And if you want some heat in that cream cheese, you can throw some cayenne pepper or some chili powder.
Or just don't cut
whatever.
The membrane out.
Well, here's the deal. If you after you put your meat on it, you can throw that membrane on top of the meat and then wrap it in bacon, and then you get more heat. That's how I like it, because I like hot stuff. And jalapenos get really lame when you cook them. They're too mild.
They do cool down.
So you can throw that membrane and seeds back in there, or, you know, you can put a little chili powder or whatever, sriracha, anything like that on there. Wrap it in a half a strip of bacon, and you line them all up, and you can run a skewer right through all of them. And you throw them...
Sideways or lengthways?
Yep, sideways.
Okay. No, but I'm serious.
Do you have to go down difficult?
I'm just trying to figure out how you're laying it out, man. We got to get the picture.
It's my first time doing this.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So anyway... skewer them, put toothpicks through them, whatever you want. Throw them on the smoker, throw them on the grill. If you're doing them on the grill, it's going to be tricky because you're going to have direct fire and you're going to have bacon. The grease will drip down. You'll have a fire. You're going to have a nightmare. Throw them in the oven if you don't have a smoker or if you can't do offset grilling.
Right, but the smoker
indirect
is the best
grilling.
Way to do it.
Yes.
And then you're just going to cook them till the bacon's done, right?
There's a good point. The smoker is the best way to do it, and I would not even add flavor wood. If you have good charcoal, and I'm going to run that temperature up to about 350, because what I don't want it to do is bake too long to get that bacon where I want it. I want that bacon crispy when I eat it. I don't want like a fat, blubbery mess.
Right.
So I want to do it a little quicker. So I'm going to do it at 350. It's going to take about an hour.
Right. And the cool part about that is they kind of gel together when they're all done.
Oh,
so you can pick them up and eat them, and they don't fall apart. You
I
can
think
take
the
a
term
bite
is
of them.
Congealed.
Yeah. All right. Your placenta has congealed. Yeah. All right. We'll stop right there. We will stop.
So
right
and
there.
Then if you want, you can take like a little. If you have some jalapeno raspberry jam or anything like that, and put just a little brush of something sweet on top. You've got like you're just banging on all eight cylinders.
Oh
right now.
Man, yeah.
I'm so hungry. I could eat one right
Pull
now.
Pull a toothpick out before you take the first bite. I've had people do that before, and then you know you get stuck in the mouth.
Yeah,
it's
there
no
you
good.
Go. So there you go.
Actually, safety precaution.
That's a good point, and I've right. done that to people before. It's yeah. not pretty. So another thing, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking all things fun grilling any time of the year. And if you've got some things that you think are really fun that you'd like us to talk about or you just want to brag about, hit our Facebook page, hit thegrillingguys.com, send us a comment, contribute to the show, okay? Don't just mooch off us like you've been doing for the last 5 years.
Yeah, that's you, Duzma. I know you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. So, dude, what I like doing is candied bacon. You've done bacon candy before. I saw chocolate-covered bacon.
Right.
I saw one online. I was on, I think, Yumly or somebody. It was a great little picture of some sriracha candied bacon. So I copped some notes off of that, and it was pretty easy. It's just basically eight strips of bacon, and they say to use the thinner bacon. I usually use the thicker stuff.
When I candy it, yeah, because you want it a little more stable. The thin stuff gets just brittle.
Yeah,
it gets
I think
brittle.
So maybe a medium slice. And then you take some sriracha sauce and mix it up with brown sugar, and you put your bacon out on a cookie sheet. I like using a baker's rack on top of my cookie sheet so that the grease drips off it because I want to get all that grease reduced and get down to the protein, the serious stuff of the business. You brush that sriracha on there with the brown sugar, and you throw it in the smoker, again, at 350, and fire away. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes. You pull it out and leave it alone. Don't touch it. Let it cool.
Right.
It'll firm right up. You know?
Everybody yeah, you likes get that it. Little bit of caramelized sugar on there, and then when it cools, it gets a little bit crisp, so it'll just it's just a nice snap when you bite those.
Speaking
things.
Of crisp, our producer is Adam Kuhansky this morning, and he's also a beer producer. He works for Brewery Vivant. He brought us some Sticky Love, and I never thought I'd tell you this, Adam, but I appreciate that when you do that.
It Always every happy week. To share.
It happens every week, man. Bob talking about his hard plank, and now we've got Sticky Love. So
I didn't brew the beer, dude.
I understand.
But I'm liking
understand.
It. How are you liking it?
You know, I liked it so much it's gone.
Brewery Vivant, they should be a sponsor.
Right.
They make good beer.
Well, they do make good beer, mm-hmm. and that's why we give them a little bit of love every now and then. But, you know, sliders are a lot of fun on the grill. And I enjoy making them out of not only beef, but we make them out of venison. I've made them out of ground chicken or ground turkey as well. You got to be a little careful with the chicken and the turkey. You want to get it well done because you don't want to eat that stuff raw. It's kind of, you know, sliders a little itty bitty.
Such a sissy.
Yeah, but, you know, get it to 160, guys. But you can have all kinds of fun putting stuff on top of those when you're grilling them. You can put a bunch of vegetables and things on there and then just cap it with a little cheese. Close the lid, let her go. It's all good, man.
Absolutely. And, Jop, coming up very quickly here, not next weekend, but the
so
weekend after it's next weekend, the 27th, we have got a great barbecue event at Van Andel and Flickama in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They're going to sponsor a barbecue, and all the proceeds go to gibarbecue.com. So I got my Jeep there. If you want to get a Jeep, if you love Jeeps or Chryslers, or if you just love barbecue, come to Van Andel and Flickama on Plainfield Avenue. Look for our big smoker, and look for the crowd because we're going to be feeding the masses. We're going to have barbecue, bitchin' beans, and some really nice rolls from Jop's favorite little bakery.
Yep, Schnitz Bakery over here. They make just a great little Vienna roll, man.
So we're going to be raising money for the troops. Stop in, say hi. It's just throw money in the bucket. It's not going to be like, you know, 10 bucks a plate or anything. If you want one little slider, if you want a plateful, you just give what your heart desires and come down by all means, say hi. If you want to sneak us a beer, that's okay too.
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about more of this fun stuff on the grill, as well as we're going to break down the latest on Operation GI Barbecue, because we've had a couple changes that have come down the pipe, all for the good. We're still on mission, and we're on task to make this happen here for our troops. It just may happen on American soil now rather than overseas, because it is what it is. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.